Rodney! The lab had been empty for an hour, but Rodney glanced around nervously anyway when Shepard stalked in, his eyebrows thunderous. Okay, I have not one, not two, but 5 women come knocking on my door this evening, Shepard growled. Something tells me they didn't just decide to show up on their own.
Wow, 5? Sheesh, apparently there really were women around who liked Shepard.
Rodney abandoned his hyperspace model and swung his chair around to give him his full attention. So how many did you, have to turn away? Shepard grimaced and folded his arms over his chest.
All of them. Damn it, Rodney, I thought I told you I didn't want a pimp.
Rodney lifted his chin. That was completely uncalled for. He'd only been trying to help out. What makes you think it was me? I didn't ask anyone to sleep with you. Shepard rolled his eyes.
Oh, right.
Okay, I may have mentioned something to Zelenka, but I didn't tell him anything about the... Rodney waved a hand. Thing. So it's not like anyone is forcing them. He just didn't get it at all. After all, Shepard had been willing to have sex with him. What's so hard about saying yes? You don't have to sleep with all of them, just pick one. Or two. Or, 3 at the most.
Shepard made a face and dropped into the nearest chair.
I'm still using them. Lying by omission. What, even if all they want is to spend a pleasant hour or so with you?
Yes!
Shepard leaned forward in his chair, shoulders hunched. He actually looked a bit better today. Tired, but not quite so drained. Look, say I pick one of them, and say she sleeps with me because she likes me. Best case scenario, I beat this thing, lose the craving, go back to being me. Then what do? I either say, hey, thanks a lot, see you around, or I'm in a relationship with her, and trust me, she's going to be happier if I dump her.
Rodney blinked because, wow, that was really not what he was expecting the inside of Shepard's head to look like.
What? Shepard leaned back again, elaborately casual. The whole relationship thing, not really something I'm good at.
Okay, maybe that made a little more sense. Only it totally didn't.
How would you even know? Have you ever had a serious relationship? Something that lasted beyond the wham-bam-thank-you-ma'am part?
Shepard raised a crooked eyebrow.
Does marriage count?
Well, of course marriage...
Wait, were you married?
He couldn't have heard that right, because that was really something they ought to know already.
You never told me you were married.
It never came up. Look, I'm just saying.
It never came up? What kind of excuse is that? I've known you for 2.5 years. Come on, you know the name of my childhood cat. But I didn't know you were married?
Shepard sighed and looked down at his legs, which were stretched out in front of him and crossed at the ankles. It only lasted 18 months, and I believe her last words to me were, I don't ever want to see you again, John Shepard, not even in a body bag. So really, not fodder for casual conversation, okay?
Whoa, what did you do to deserve that?
Rodney.
No, really, I want to know. I've had my share of brush-offs, but usually they say the nasty things fairly early on, like when I ask them out.
Shepard uncrossed his ankles, recrossed them, looked the other way.
It wasn't just one thing, okay? But, well, the final straw was kind of when I forgot to tell her I was going TDY until the night before I had to leave.
You forgot?
Shepard made a face.
No, of course I didn't forget. I just couldn't face the teary goodbye sex. So this way I got the tears without the sex.
Okay, wow, this is getting into too much information territory. Shepard snorted. We're not just there, we've set up camp, and we're starting to build infrastructure.
Look, just lay off, okay? I told you I can handle this on my own.
Right, because handling it on your own leads you to showing up at my door at 2 a.m. Shepard's face went blank.
You don't have to worry about that, he said stiffly, climbing to his feet and kicking the chair underneath the closest desk. It's not going to happen again.
Shepard, come on, Rodney started, but Shepard cut him off. I'll see you around, McKay.
Right, Rodney said quietly to Shepard's retreating back. And excuse me for trying to actually help you.